Shalom, church.
Online from Lagos. Shalom, church. My question is, can a single brother in the message marry outside the message, like marry from Redeemed, Catholic, Winners, etc.? Praise the Lord. Listen, the Bible says you should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Believing what? Unbelievers. What is it that they are not believing? They are not believing what you believe. Anybody that does not believe what you believe is an unbeliever. And what is it that you believe? What you believe is the message of the cross. Remember that you are not marrying a church. You are marrying the person. And there are seeds of God in the denomination. There are people that are sitting with you in the same church with you that they are worse than devil. So if you use the fact that somebody is a member of your church or is also a follower of the minister of William Branham, let me tell you, there are tears also in that following. What you should watch out for is character. Watch out. And character here, the first element of that character you are looking out for is fear of God. If he has a fear of God, amen, then it's very easy. You will enjoy your marriage. And secondly, you should not marry anybody that will take you out of your faith. And somebody in the same church with you can take you out of your faith. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Because there are people that were here that married sisters from this church. After marriage, they come up from this church. Warn the girl, if you go back to that church, there will be divorce. And some of the sisters, some of you know them. That's why they say, where this sister day? Where this one day again? After marriage, you don't see them again. Now for church, they meet on. Now for church, they marry. After church, wed them. They don't go. But now, I'm also saying, amen. It is not that they should remain in this church. Listen to me very well. If you leave this church, you have not left Christ because you left Brother Assembly. Praise the Lord. But we watch what becomes of you after you leave this place. That is what is important. What becomes of you after you have left this place? If for any reason you were not enjoying worship here, and you have any reason after your marriage to go with the person, then you leave and go. Don't be in any bondage here. If you are not feeling free to worship here for any reason, you cannot flow, why are you staying here? You leave because this same place you are not feeling free, another person is feeling free and growing spiritually. So that means this is not a place for you. So you can go where you feel free. So please, concerning that young man, I mean whoever asked that question, yes, you will always be advised to marry people who are sharing the same faith with you. It's better guarantee. But at the same time too, I think what makes you marry somebody is character. Is character. God bless you.
So I just want to have a clear understanding about John the Baptist. My Bible text is taken from the Bible book of Matthew 11, verse 2. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. Then the question is Matthew 13. Matthew 14, I mean. He said, and that time Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus, and said unto his servant, This is John the Baptist, he is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do shew for themselves in him. So, sir, the question is that, which John the Baptist Herod is not talking about after he has heard him in the prison?
Praise the Lord. Is the Herod a prophet? Who is the Herod? Who is the Herod?
Herod is a king, sir.
Is he not the same one that killed John the Baptist?
Yes, sir.
So his conscience was disturbing him, because what he wanted to kill, it was a revival he wanted to kill. Then another man has sprung up again with a bigger following than John the Baptist. So all you could say is, this may be John that resurrected and is doing whatever he was not doing. So Herod was confused.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Yes, sister. Just a moment, from Benin Republic, Brother Christian. God bless you, Pastor. Your teaching has changed me. One, I need explanation about the war of Armageddon, Gog and Magog, when it will take place. Number two, the churches, like evangelical churches, who don't believe the end time message, but they preach holiness. Will they make the rapture? The third question again. My dad is a pastor of evangelical church who says to me that I must not believe this message, but I believe. What can I do? When he says, sorry, the first question about Armageddon, Gog and Magog, when it will take place. The battle of Armageddon takes place at the coming of the Lord to take over for the millennium. That is the battle in the valley of Megiddo, Armageddon. The Gog and Magog war is in Ezekiel chapter 38. That is the battle that will take place according to the Bible. It will be led by the king of the north. And we try to look at where it's referred to, the north from Israel, and we saw that it is Russia. And Russia will be leading from what we see, understand from the description there. Russia will be leading the Arab nations against Israel. And with the might of all of them against this small tiny nation, that is when God will come down and fight that battle for Israel. It will shock everybody. Now we believe that, in fact, if you read that story, they said 7 months they are still burying dead bodies. 7 months. And we believe that that battle should take place before the rapture, because we see that by the time that the gospel will be moving to Israel, it is supposed, the before it moves to Israel, the rapture is supposed to take place before the gospel will go to Israel, according to the divine agenda. Please, if you have not had that teaching, go to the tape stand and get or order for the message I titled The Divine Agenda, From Genesis to Eternity. By the time they go there, it is expected from the description that the temple in Jerusalem should have been built. Because it is that temple that the Antichrist is interested in going to stay. For that is also the temple that Christ is coming to stay and rule the whole world. And according to the Bible, by the time that war is over, Saudi Arabia and the Arabian nations, by the time they will see what will have taking place through that war, the Bible says that they will bring their money to Israel. And that is the money, part of it that will be used in building that temple. Something will happen. Remember that always it is through battle, war, that Israel always reclaim back her possession. For now, there is no war. Where Solomon's temple is, that is where the mosque is now. And that very mosque, Muslims say it is their second holiest place in the whole world. You know where Satan won't find trouble? They didn't build it anywhere else. The same place. And, amen. We believe that it is that Gog and Magog, that war in Ezekiel 38, that Israel will use opportunity and knock off that thing and build their temple. Anyway, your question is answered. God bless you. Can we see the questions again, please? The second one is churches like the evangelical churches who don't believe the end time message, but they preach holiness. Will they make the rapture? First and foremost, it is not because you preach holiness that's why you will go in the rapture. This is what the Bible says. If the Spirit of Christ, Romans chapter 8 verse 11, the Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal body. He said, by the same Spirit that dwell in you. Colossians chapter 1 verse 27 speaks of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Romans chapter 8 verse 9 says that if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. So the condition for you to go in the rapture, John chapter 3, it says, verse 3, it says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Verse 5, it says, except a man is born of this water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter. So there is seeing and there is entering. So to enter, you must be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now, what is the evidence that you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? The evidence that you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not that you will become a follower of the ministry of William Branham. It's not you because you live Catholic and come and stay in Bride Assembly and continue your idolatry from Pope to William Branham. No. The evidence that you have received the Holy Ghost, number one, it will lead you to all truth. Hallelujah. It transforms you from a sinner to a saint. Praise the Lord. Among others. So, it is not about the fact that you are in a denomination. It is more than that. Praise the Lord. It is far, far more than that. So the emphasis is receive the Holy Ghost, and when you have received the Holy Ghost, He will guide you. You can't be comfortable in a place of error. But I do know also that if you have the Holy Ghost, you will stay in any denomination. You will leave. I think my answer has covered all. Because you can be in Bride Assembly, you may be holding the sermon books of William Branham, and you may be quoting William Branham every day in your sermon, and yet you don't have the hope of glory. You don't have the Holy Ghost. The letter killeth. it will be just intellectualism. And we always see most of such places, go close to them, you just see that they are just, most of those who claim to be followers of the ministry of William Branham never understood him. All they have ended up being is idol worshipers. They have idolized William Branham and even want to equate him with the Lord Jesus Christ. And God will not share his glory with any man. And it is abomination for any sinner saved by grace, to be equated in any way with Christ Jesus. Because when we get to Revelation chapter 5, the book, sealed book, in the hand of he that sat on the throne, sealed with seven seals within and without. And they said, who is worthy to receive that book? They did not mention the name of William Branham there. No man on earth, nobody even in heaven was qualified to receive that book. And there's something about that book that John saw that he began to weep. And then one of the elders touched him and touched John. Weep not, John. See who has prevailed. Who is it that has prevailed? The Lion of the tribe of Judah. He has prevailed. Only him. Only him. Only him. Only Jesus is qualified. The only man that was qualified. He prevailed through the cross. Nobody else. Hallelujah. That's why we sing, Lion of Judah, my trust is in you. If you put your trust in a man,
I am that I am
you.
God.
My
trust is in you.
Then the third one, your father said you should not believe the end time message. He said you should not believe the end time message, but you decided to believe. So I don't know what your question is. You're asking, what shall I do? The end time message, is there a signboard you put on your head? The end time message is to produce a Christian, make you to get more conformed to the image of Christ. So when you look at the end time message as if it is another religion, then you will have problem. The believers of the message, what differentiates us from those who don't believe is our Christ-like appearance, the life that we live. It's not a signboard. If you put a signboard, then your father will remove the signboard. If you put the enter message, your father will remove it. But if you put Jesus Christ, he will help you plaster it there the more. Praise the Lord. So continue to be a Christian, and your father will love you. Yes.